Howard?
I agree. When you sit with a patient, you have to say, what is the risk of you developing some event? It could be PSA recurrence, it could be local recurrence, it could be metastatic progression or death. That's what's going to factor into that patient's decision to, one, accept therapy, and then you can get into the potential relative benefits of the therapy regarding each of those endpoints. I don't think we have good enough models, or they're, for lack of a better term, too loosey-goosey. There's too much heterogeneity in those risk definitions. And that's part of the reason that patients aren't accepting the trials. The questions are good ones. And using chemotherapy, I think, is appropriate in the right setting. But until you can have that discussion with a patient for his cancer, accrual is going to stay low.
Paul, and then Craig.
The comment with regard to accrual and acceptance, I found it interesting with regard to 3501, Mario, that the surveillance arm, although I think it's scientifically solid, is a detriment because patients, when told they have high-risk disease, are not inclined then to be randomized to a no-treatment arm. And I'm sure you thought about that, but we have been relatively unsuccessful in accrual. And the other question is with regard to external beam, just your philosophy about making that a non-eligibility criteria post-RP.
You know, Paul, that's been a major issue because the data with radiation came in a little later. Well, first, let me comment. I think that we need to start out with no treatment. I mean, it's just the way the breast cancer and all the other diseases, the way the adjuvant question was addressed, you need to start with a no treatment control arm. I don't think we're ready to assume that because they have high-risk disease, they should be treated. It may be difficult to do, but I think we need to try. As far as the adjuvant therapy with radiation, it's a big question. When we looked in our pilot, we found that the median time to progression on that patient population is about 10 months. So we're talking about patients with a Gleason 8 plus seminal mask involvement, positive margins by high Gleason score, some with positive nodes. It's hard for me to believe that in that subset of patients, a local treatment is likely to make a big impact on the natural history of the disease. So I think that very likely these are going to be the patients that are going to enter in 3501. If I were to start 3501 today, I would probably incorporate radiation therapy because it would be the smart thing to do. From an ethical point of view, I don't think it's a problem because I do know that patients that are candidates for local therapy, Gleason 7, positive margins, everything else negative, are likely not to make it on that clinical trial. We also modeled it, how many of the patient population will actually not make it because of the new radiation data, and I did that with MyCatan. It was only about 11% of the patients. So I elected not to modify the protocol at this time, but I think we might have to do it if accrual is poor in 1 or 2 years. And we polled people all over the world and see how actually radiation therapy changed your practice in the subset of patients we enter here. And we didn't get a very negative response to it. So we'll see what happens. I think we need to do a clinical trial in adjuvant studies. I think 9921 was designed a long time ago. It was a reasonable study at that time. I'm a little more concerned about it now. There's no treatment control arm. It uses a chemotherapy that is primarily palliative. So I think that will affect the accrual. I hope it finishes. I would support it. If I had it active in my institution, I would put my patients on it. I think that we have more patients now globally because the shift is such that everybody gets treated, that we're going to see more patients that are candidates. We just have to get started.